This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Yassas, I'm Kyriakos Gold and I'm on loan from SBS Radio for the season. Thank you for joining me and welcome to The Gold and the Beautiful, a show about Greek Australians, their friends and other bi-curious souls. This is our first episode for 2014 and it is a pretty special one. We talk about identity with TV legend George Tonikian. Do ethnic Australians have it easy in media or is it still a bumpy road? This is our first live show. You'll be able to tell us what you think on social and interact with us live. Σπαρταράει, λέμε στα ελληνικά. All that in a 40-degree day and a very, very summery Melbourne. This is Joy's Season 1 for 2014, but it's our second season. And just like our very first episode, we're going to start with Alex Leon, Demi and the Sun. Let's go. That was Demi and Alex Leon, one of Greece's biggest summer hits. I'm hoping that it's going to bring us luck for this season on Joy. You're listening to The Gold and the Beautiful. I am Kyriakos Gold. Stay with us. George Donikian will join us right after the break. Kalispera, I'm Kyriakos Gold and I'm on loan from SBS Radio for the season. Thank you for joining me and welcome to The Gold and the Beautiful, a show about Greek Australians, their friends and other bi-curious souls. Today with me, I have George Donikian. George Donikian, or Donikian, welcome to the show.
I'm delighted to be here, and it's not often you get an invite to the Cafe Neo.
I'm going to try to make the best Greek coffee you've had in Melbourne, or should I say Armenian coffee?
No, I would suggest make it Australian and make it good, and I'm happy.
An Australian coffee with a touch of Greek and Armenian identity. Let's talk about identity.
Yeah.
Who is George Donikian? Where do you come from? How did you get here?
Yeah, most complicated question ever asked on the planet. I've spent, can you believe, close to 35 years in the public eye, and yet I'm an enigma in that people still think they know who I am or what I am, and I assure you they don't. I've striven always to be the best Australian I can be. In fact, I'm an Australia Day ambassador, and that's part of my responsibilities and role each and every year. And I take that as a very big mission to strive and become better at, and to educate and to encourage as many people as possible to become Australian. Because I think not only like early adopters is it good, but it's vital, and I think it's important. I used to be an internationalist in that I always believed that we didn't need nationality and we should just be citizens of the world. And as a young man, it's terrific to dream wonderful things, but in reality, you need an identity. It's like a tribe. You need to fit. And when you fit in, life's so much more pleasurable for any and a lot of reasons, and none of them make sense. Yeah? Not all of them make sense. But I've striven to always be what my father and my mother have wanted us to be, the best Australians that we could be. But with an incredible responsibility that we are more than just Australians. We are of Greek and, in my case, Armenian descent. Mm-hmm. So the name, without any question, is Armenian. Anything that ends in Y-A-N or I-A-N is Armenian. Andre Agassi is Andre Agassian. Shur, of Sonny and Shur fame, is Shur Sirkisyan. Yeah. And it goes on and on and on. Half of Hollywood is Armenian, and you see it more and more. The other half is Greek.
Yeah, which is Armenian.
Oh, yeah.
You've touched on two really big topics, identity and citizenship, that I think they're quite different. Let's just focus on identity, because we're not going to have time to play any music. So, do you think Australian identity these days is that mix? Is Australian identity the same than it was in the 60s and the 50s, which was predominantly Anglo?
Australia, when my father arrived on the 23rd of December 1949, was clearly and very definitely white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. Australia had just about eliminated the White Australia policy under Arthur Calwell. There was a new government in town. It was the government of Menzies. And the new immigration minister was a guy called Harold Holt, who would, in his own time, become Prime Minister of Australia. But in his first role as immigration minister, he was the one that bucked the system and said to the immigration department of the day, these that were schooled in letting in only the white Anglo-Saxon Protestants, that, hey, nothing wrong with the Greeks. In fact, they were allies of ours in the war, and I'm going to step up and I'm going to encourage you to knock back all your old practices, and I'm going to put a line in the sand and say, from now and onwards, Australia will offer an assisted passage scheme to the Greeks, which up until then was not available because we were considered not worthy.
There's nothing wrong with the Greeks. What a line.
There's nothing wrong with the Greeks, and there's nothing wrong with the Armenians as well. There's nothing wrong with anyone. We live in a multicultural country. Tell us what you think. Join the conversation on 0427-JOY949 or tweet yourself silly at iKyriakos. Email to gold@joy.org.au and poke us, or poke me if you want, facebook.com/iKyriakos2 with a KY like the jelly. Next song is not just Greek. It's Greek and Armenian. Eleftheria Arvanitaki, Ara Dikijan, Πολύ δυνατά. Δυνατά, δυνατά, όλα τα περιφρόνω. That was Eleftheria Arvanitaki in a Greco-Armenian production. I picked this song today especially for TV legend George Donikian. He's with me today and we're talking about identity, media, what's Australian and what's not. How was it for you as George Donikian, or Donikian as we say in Australian English, to get a job in media? Could you be yourself, or did you have to be somebody else?
Well, I was told very early on, no job. Nice try. We don't employ ethnics.
Nice voice, but
No. Nice try. Yeah. We like everything, but we don't employ ethnics. You can be George White, George Brown, George Green, any colour George except George Donikian.
George of White.
Yes. In fact, let's go before my radio aspirations or my media career and go back to my school days. In my early days, I went to school with no English. I spoke Greek, I spoke a little Armenian, I spoke a little Turkish, but no English. And I had the most abrupt and terrible time early. But once they sensed that I wasn't an arrogant beast and I didn't hate them at all. I just didn't understand a word they were saying until I could learn the language and until I understood that once you participate in Australia, in other words, that's why I fell in love with sport, because sport for me, once I showed that I was as adept or more so than many on the cricket pitch or on the football field.
You play cricket?
I played everything. I was one of the very first, Greek boys, Armenian boys, to ever pick up a cricket bat. And, you know, it's not that unusual. If you come from Kerkira, cricket is perfectly normal.
Yeah, normal.
So why look at me with those eyes, Kiriako?
Because I'm trying to picture you with the cricket bat rather than the Greek padofla.
Yeah, well, listen, I was a wicketkeeper and an opening batsman, and I could handle myself okay, all right? Because they're the two most responsible roles in any cricket team, the wicketkeeper, the backbone of the team, and the opening batsman, the guy who has to cope with the vicious and speedy nature of the opening bowlers. And once you quell their violence, you allow your stroke makers to, you know, make hay while the sun shines.
That's all Greek to me. So the Jozdanikian that Greek Australians see as a symbol of ethnic Australians is more Anglo than we think.
Correct.
More
Australian than you ever poke a stick at. In fact, my brother used to laugh because whenever we'd go to different grounds and different places and different venues, I would, because of our ear, good ear from compliments of mum and dad, I would mimic the Australians and their accent or their dialect and showcase it where I could to show a point of difference. So I could sit under the scoreboard at the MCG, the Adelaide Oval or the SCG, and you'd think we're all a different type of fella, you know?
You could be an actor, or are you an actor?
I've never acted during a newscast, because you can't possibly, you've got much too much to consider. But I have acted.
Some home movies or like
no.
You
can actually rent Witch Hunt, which was a documentary movie that won an AFI for us way back in 86, and it tells the story of the Social Security scandal that was horrendous, cost the Australian taxpayers about $250 million. The Australian government of the day were mischievous. They thought they had a story. Mind you, they were misled by some people who saw an opportunity to make money. But it's sad to think that a government as late as the mid to late 70s was that naive and that quick to challenge and accuse a whole community of being corrupt. The Greeks of the late 70s were considered to be defrauding the Australian taxpayer of many millions of dollars. In fact, they arrested more than 3,500, nearly 4,000 of them over a couple of days. And it's a terrible stain. And we addressed it in the movie Witch Hunt. And that's what it was. It was a hunt like those inane things that happened in Massachusetts in America. They grabbed a bunch of women. They called them witches, which was scandalous. They took their lives. And those ghosts, I hope, find, a peace and an ability to come to rest. But there are a great many families in Australia that are still stained and still burdened by the darkness of that period, where a couple of media people thought it was, open season on Greeks.
Open season on Greeks or other communities. There's a lot of communities that have been stereotyped. We're going to talk a bit more about that with George Danikian after the break, but you can also tell us what you think. You can join the conversation on 0427 Joy 949, that's on SMS, or tweet yourself silly at iKyriakos, email gold@joy.org.au, and of course, if you're into poking, you can get on facebook.com/iKyriakos2. Right back after the break. Kalispera, I'm Kyriakos Gold, and this is The Gold and the Beautiful. Season 1, 2014. In fact, it's our Season 2. And for this first episode, we decided to talk to TV legend George Danikian about identity, about ethnic Australians, about making it easy for the younger generation. You can tell us what you think. You can join the conversation on SMS on 0427 Joy 949. You can tweet yourself silly at iKyriakos or find us on Facebook at iKyriakos2. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to George Donikian.
Do you think that with your successful career in media, you've managed to change that bad stereotype that was created by some for a whole community, for the Greek community?
One can only hope. You never know. I'm not in this business of judging. I let others judge. Others can say what George has done or hasn't done, and the role that I've played. Look, I do know that I'm now considered a brand or a name that people think fondly of, which is lovely. That wasn't my ideal. I wanted to be a media identity that changed the way we look at news. I was maligned in the early days for trying too hard to be different. I wasn't being different. I just wanted to be accurate, and I wanted to show to people that if you make an extra effort to pronounce someone's name, it's because you care. It's not because you are not capable of delivering that name. So for me to say Seikesh Vekhedovar, to say, for example, Valery Giscard d'Estaing, to say Mavro Kordatos, I don't say it to show off my linguistic skills. I show it off to indicate to all and sundry that that is the name of the subject, and that is the correct name. And I can remember the great, solidarity leader, the leader of Solidarność in the early days of the 80s. His name was Lech Wałęsa. But it was only Lech Wałęsa to the SBS audience. The rest of Australia and the rest of the world, it was Lech Wałęsa or Lech Wałęsa. And it wasn't until there was a news conference in Sydney where they interviewed Lech Wałęsa, when some Australian wanted to actually show up on SBS. They wanted to make us look inane and stupid. They asked him how to pronounce his name, and he said, the way they do it on SBS will do. Thank you very much.
That's fantastic. It's about telling the story and telling the actual story and speaking the truth.
I have a book signed by Ayrton Senna, and it says to the only newsreader in Australia who knows how to pronounce my name.
You said you have a book.
Yeah, a beautiful book.
Do you have your own book in the making?
Look, there's one that started. I don't really want it to be George Donikian's book, but it could well be a story of George's endeavours and career in the media, across the media, from radio to television, and how we were perceived, and how the sort of fights we had to fight, and how, look, as you would know, the media is an incredibly competitive game. Everyone is jealous of anybody else.
Really? I've never experienced that. Everybody's loved me.
Yeah. But Kiriako, it's because you're unique.
It's just gold, right?
Gold, man. Gold.
Τι θα λέει το βιβλίο? What will the book have? Would it be a beginner's guide to media?
No, I don't know if it'll be a beginner's guide to media, but it'll certainly open people's eyes to a very different Australia. And the journey and how it's changed Australia. I know from being this kid in 1975 that just wanted a job. We just wanted to prove that there's nothing wrong with ethnics. In fact, we all had a story to tell. We all had a role to play to broaden and make Australia richer, better. We didn't go out to make it better. I just thought we could make it richer by allowing all the flavours in the soup, you know what I mean? I've been a great believer that if you have all these ingredients, use them. What's the point of having 23 million tools if you're only going to use 11.5 million of them?
Oh, it's a bit less than that, I think.
Okay. You might be onto something. More gold!
We might be onto something. More gold for you. This is The Gold and the Beautiful and a song from Greece, Kalokeri Agalia Mou with Melina Slanidou. Σώμα μου ζεστό μου σπίτι στείλε με σε ένα πλανήτη σε μια χειμέρα. Ακούστε μου καταλήθη με έναν έρωτα αλήτη. Έλα σήμερα καλοκαίρι αγκαλιά μου. Έλα σπάσε τα γυαλιά μου. Να σε βλέπω μες στη θάλασσα γυμνό. Έλα πάλι να με κάψεις. Το κορμάκι μου να ανάψεις. Πυροτέχνη μας στον έρωτα Θεό. Δίπλα σου άλλη μια νύχτα να φωνάζεις που σε βρήκα πριγκιπέ.
μέσα μου. Πρίγκιπα μου ζάλισε με, θύλα με, ξεκλείδωσέ με και έλα μέσα μου. Βάλε αγάπη οξυγόνο, σβήσε μου τον άδειο χρόνο, το χαμένο μου. Βάλε βράδια μεθυσμένα, δεν χρωστάμε σε κανένα, πεγρωμένο μου. Καλοκαίρι, αγκαλιά μου, έλα σπάσε τα γυαλιά μου. Να σε βλέπω μες στη θάλασσα γυμνό. Έλα πάλι να με κάψεις, το κορμάκι μου να ανάψεις. Πυροτέχνημα στον έρωτα Θεό. Πυροτέχνημα στον έρωτα Θεό. Καλοκαίρι αγκαλιά μου, έλα σπάσε τα γυαλιά μου. Να σε βλέπω μες στη θάλασσα γυμνό. Έλα πάλι να με κάψεις, το κορμάκι μου να ανάψεις. Πυροτέχνημα στον έρωτα Θεό. Πυροτέχνημα στον έρωτα Θεό. Καλοκαίρι αγκαλιά μου, έλα σπάσε τα γυαλιά μου. Να σε βλέπω μες στη θάλασσα γυμνό. Έλα πάλι να με κάψεις, το κορμάκι μου να ανάψεις. Πυροτέχνημα στον έρωτα Θεό. Πυροτέχνημα στον έρωτα Θεό.
Καλοκαίρι αγκαλιά μου, να σε βλέπω μες στην θάλασσα γυμνό. It's a bit raunchy. This is Melina Slanidou, one of Greece's really, really popular stars. She's actually one of the judges in The Greek Voice. I'm sure if you've got satellite television, you can enjoy her a little bit. This is The Gold and the Beautiful. I am Kyriakos Gold and Kalos Ilthate on Joy 94.9. Today, in our first show of the first season of 2014, I'm bringing you George Donikian.
In your everyday Australian life, what kinds of spices do you have? What type of music do you listen? What type of food do you have? How Greek or Armenian or maybe Asian are you in your everyday life?
One of the most wonderful things is I've married for a second time. I have a good Melbourne girl. Her name's Di or Diane, but you mustn't call her Diane or she will get very angry.
Her will she say hi, by the way?
She will say hi, but her mother's the only one that calls her Diane. She's a good Melbourne girl. Every time I take her to Oakley, she thinks it's like we go OS and we need a passport. She can't believe that Athens resides in beautiful downtown Oakley.
Mm-hmm. It's looking good these days.
That's right. And when I travel to Adelaide this weekend, mm-hmm. and head down to Semaphore, where we have the Greek festival on the 18th and 19th of the month, it'll seem like you're in beautiful downtown Monastiraki.
That's in Semaphore for anyone that's travelling to Adelaide this weekend.
Yeah. If you're in Adelaide this weekend, get down to Semaphore from midday to, I reckon, midnight and just after on both Saturday and Sunday. You'll be able to see a newsreader, have fun and games. And I reckon what we'll do is we might start with a Lukumades competition, see how many Lukumades you can
win. So I'm not going to come.
Yeah. And we're also going to have the hairiest chest.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No. The judges will not entertain any other discussions. The decision will be final.
How about the hairiest back?
We're not going down that far, right? We're not going down that far. We don't talk about ridgebacks. But quite seriously, we're there to have fun. It's a major fundraiser for the Greek community of Port Adelaide. It's the Greek Church, the Greek Orthodox Church, and the schools in the area, the Greek schools. This is their major fundraiser every year. And 30,000, 40,000 people are expected. Let's hope the weather is kind and we can have a bit of fun.
Adelaide weather is normally kind. We hope all the best for the weekend.
I might start it with Kyrie Yoriana or Yorgo Supupai.
Yeah. I think I'm going to play that song for you.
What a great idea. Let's make it my theme song for this weekend.
Kyrie Yoriana or Yorgo Supupai.
πάει. Για που το βάλε και που το ξενύχταει. Έβαλε το σκούρο του, άναψε το πουρο του, μπήκε στο αμάξι του και εντάξει του. Ο Γιώργος είναι πονηρός και αυτά που λέει μην τα τρως, και από τις 11 και μπρος από τις 11 και μπρος κυκλοφοράει για γαμπρός. Κύρα Γιώργε να στο λέω υπευθύνος, ο Γιωργάκης σου είναι ένας θεατρίνος. Για δουλειά σου μίλησε, πόνειρα σε φίλησε, κι η αυγούλα μύρισε και δε γύρισε. Ο Γιώργος είναι πόνειρος και αυτά που λέει μην τα τρως, και από τις 11 και μπρος κυκλοφοράει για γαμπρός. Ο Γιώργος είναι πονηρός και αυτά που λέει μην τα τρως, και από τις 11 και μπρος κυκλοφοράει για γαμπρός.
Click on the podcast tab via the new Joy website for the best of Joy. joy.org.au.
Καλησπέρα. I'm Kyriakos Gold and I'm on loan from SBS Radio for the season. You're listening to Joy 94.9 and the Gold and the Beautiful. Today, in our first episode of the first season of 2014, on a very, very hot Melbourne day, we're talking to TV legend George Donikian. George is telling us about his career, how it was for ethnic Australians in media back in the 80s. We are looking back in time, not only at George's career, but also how it has changed for us ethnic Australian media professionals. Tell us what you think. SMS us on 0427 Joy 949. If you don't want to tell us, you can just poke us on facebook.com/iKyriakos2. Well, George is here for you. Let's listen to what he has to say about our topics today.
A lot of young journalists or broadcasters would love some advice from you. If there's an ethnic broadcaster that is just starting, what would be your advice to them in an Australian media world?
Okay, I would say to them, don't think so narrowly as ethnic. Think multicultural. You offer a unique facility and a beautiful presence. You offer us another key to another culture. Maybe you're fortunate you speak half a dozen languages. If you do, to me, you're infinitely more gifted than I, because you offer me an opportunity to bring six or seven keys to the table. They are six or seven new insights into those communities, their pains, their goals, their aspirations and everything. And you should be a fantastic facility and an ingredient I want to employ. So don't be intimidated by your colours or your ethnicity.
Or your name.
Or your name. Your name, to me, should be one that you're proud of. I've never, ever wanted to impress on anyone that I could pronounce someone's name. For goodness sake, how difficult or how easy is it to say Guy Forget? That was a French tennis player who was announced on Australian television as Guy Forget. The captain of Juventus, or Juventus, they called him Claudio Gentile. His name was Claudio Gentile.
my advice to each and every one is don't be intimidated. Don't let the narrow and the small-minded win the day. Show them that we're bigger and better. And when they say to you, how do you pronounce that Icelandic volcano? You can go, Eyjafjallajökullsvolcano. Not because you're linguistically superior, but you're aware and you've spent the time to do a little bit of homework, which, after all, is the essence of any good broadcaster and any good reporter. You don't go and write what you think. You write what you've discovered. You write what you have learnt. And that, to me, is the lesson that I'd like to give everyone. Don't assume that we know anything. Teach us. Educate us. Do your homework. You might learn something yourself. And in doing so, it will help you impart the information a little bit easier and a little bit better to a marketplace that really does want to know. They're just fearful of feeling inferior. They don't want to be shown up. So don't show them up, but help them, coax them to understand that it isn't really difficult to say Guy Forget.
George, thank you for sharing μία σελίδα από την πολύχρωμη ζωή σου και εμπειρία σου.
One little syllable, eh? Yeah. One little syllable. Well, yeah. If you break it down, if you break big words, big long words into syllables, it's very easy then to pronounce the whole syllabi thing. So get back to my career. If you can understand the little syllables, everything else makes sense too.
And thank you for being the beautiful in the gold and the beautiful.
No. I was just hoping to help. I was just hoping to be able to provide some of the gold.
You can be both gold and beautiful. They're not mutually exclusive.
Done. Yassas.
That was George Zanikian, TV legend, that spoke to us about ethnic Australians in media, change of identity in Australia, and about Australian Armenian Greek coffee. You can listen to the whole interview on our podcast on joy.org.au/goldenbeautiful. And of course, you can tell us what you think on Twitter @Kyriakos, on Facebook @Kyriakos2, and on email gold@joy.org.au. How can I forget that? This is Kyriakos Gold. You're listening to the Gold and the Beautiful, and we're going to go to another Greek favorite from the summers in Greece in the 80s. Απόψε, λέω να μην κοιμηθούμε.
Απόψε, λέω να κάνουμε ένα πάρτι στην άμμο με ραδιάκι φορητό. Στο λέω πως δεν γουστάρω άλλος να έρθει. Το πάρτι είναι για δύο, για μας δυο. Απόψε το φεγγάρι θα φοράει το φως απ' τη δική σου τη μορφή. Το μόνο που θα ακούσεις να μιλάει θα είναι η φωνή του βραδινού εκφωνητή. Απόψε λέω να μην κοιμηθούμε, να πάμε κατευθείαν για δουλειά. Απόψε στα κρογιάλι θα τη βρούμε, θα πιούμε όλες τις μπύρες αγκαλιά. Θα φύγουμε από το θόρυβο της πόλης για νύχτα που δεν έζησε κανείς. Απόψε θα ζηλέψει ο Κυλαϊδόνης το πάρτι που θα κάνουμε εμείς. Απόψε λέω να μην κοιμηθούμε, να πάμε κατευθείαν για δουλειά. Απόψε στα κρογιάλι θα τη βρούμε, θα πιούμε όλες τις μπύρες αγκαλιά. Απόψε κι με λίγη φαντασία θα μοιάζει με φιλμάκι γαλλικό. Χρειάζεται αυτή η διαδικασία, μήπως μπορέσω και σου πω το σ' αγαπώ. Απόψε λέω να μην κοιμηθούμε, θα πάμε κατευθείαν.
κατευθείαν για δουλειά. Απόψε στα κρογιάλικα τη βρούμε. Θα πιούμε όλες τις μπύρες αγκαλιά.
Θα πιούμε όλες τις μπύρες αγκαλιά. Who said the Greeks are not like the Aussies? We do love our beer. This is the Gold and the Beautiful. You're listening to Joy 94.9. I am Kyriakos Gold, and we will be back right after the break. Stay gold. You're on Joy 94.9, Australia's first and only gay and lesbian community radio station. And this is Joy's first ethnic Australian program. I'm Kyriakos Gold, and this is The Gold and the Beautiful, a show about Greeks, Australians, their friends, and other bi-curious souls. As a Greek show or a Greek-Australian show, we love our Eurovision, and from this episode, every week, we'll be playing a Eurovision classic. In our first episode of the first season, I'm going to keep on saying that because we believe in the first things in Greek culture as a sign of good luck. We're going to play a track from the 80s from the Cypriot entry with Alexia called Black and White, Aspro Mavro. No, this was not cheese. This was not feta cheese, I should say. It was halloumi cheese. Alexia from Cyprus with a Eurovision track from the 80s, Aspro Mavro. It's Joy 94.9, Australia's first and only gay and lesbian community radio station. I am Kyriakos Gold, and this was The Gold and the Beautiful. We will be together every Tuesday at 7 o'clock. If you are going to dinner at that time, don't worry. You can listen to us on podcast on joy.org.au/goldandbeautiful. And remember, you can keep listening to Joy 94.9 on radio, the Joy 94.9 mobile app, and our website, joy.org.au. Rendezvous την επόμενη εβδομάδα. Till next week, I'm Kyriakos Gold. Γεια σας, and stay gold. All I wanted, I just found.
want you in my life like the summer. I just need you in my arms, all of my summers. I will wait for you to come.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.